I have a question for you, Sam.
Shoot.
There appears to be a naked woman behind you. What what is this that I'm seeing? There's a drawing of a seemingly a naked form from the waist down. Tell me more. Why?
Well, I basically jump from Airbnb to Airbnb. And so you see a lot of Airbnb art, and it's quite varied. And this is actually behind me.
That's pretty. It's classy.
I was just about
to
say.
It's like, yeah.
It's a tasteful nude.
Yes.
But this is the best place for me to record, and it just happens to be in front of a tasteful nude. So I've tried to put my head over the vitals so you don't just position it. So I'm like,
oh,
I am the fig leaf. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. That works, I think. I think it works. How's the kind of death food beat going? I know we talked about, you know, a recipe grave a while back, and you promised to come back and tell me about another. So I hope that's what's happening here.
I have returned to talk about recipe graves. First of all, for anyone who's just joining us on this recipe grave journey, I'm Sam O'Brien. And last time I came to talk to Dylan about the Spritz Cookie Gravestone, which is this grave in Brooklyn, New York. And that just sort of sparked this grand fascination and journey into finding all the recipe gravestones I can find across the world. So today I'm going to talk about a new one I found from Israel. And that grave belongs to a woman named Ida Kleinman. She was born at the end of World War I, and she died in 2010. And what really drew me to this grave is that it doesn't just have a recipe on it. There are layers to this grave. So once I learned one thing about the grave, I would learn like five other fascinating things about not only the grave, but the people behind it.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. First, we are going to take a quick ad break.
For your next vacation spot, check out Texas for their vast landscape of culture, regions, destinations, and activities. Explore 350 miles of coastline and every kind of hiking trail, from strenuous to wheelchair accessible. Enjoy world-famous barbecue and Tex-Mex, and check out thrilling cowboy experiences. Travel Texas even offers an online trip builder that allows users to generate a custom, visually led trip matched to their unique interests. Visit traveltexas.com/get-your-own to get the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Okay, so this is an international recipe grave.
It is.
What's your total count up to? Do you know? We're at nine, maybe? Eight? Nine?
I'm at eight. I hope to get to nine
okay.
at some point.
Okay.
We're at eight, and there are actually two in Israel, but I am here to talk about Grandma Ida's nut rolls.
Okay, so tell me about this grave. I'm guessing from the name, there's a nut roll on it.
So the grave has all the information you'd normally see on a headstone, facts like the date of birth, the day she died. But then beneath that, you have the recipe for Ida's famous nut rolls. Now, I'm not sure. Do you know what a nut roll is, Dylan?
I have an idea of it, but I think it's like the wrong idea. I think the thing I'm imagining is the wrong thing. I'm imagining like a candy bar, which like isn't correct. What is it exactly?
That would be some scam if I had just bought some candy bars and chopped them up.
It was like unwrapping paydays and just handing
them.
I mean, you know, parents pull some
That's
shady
true.
Things.
That's true.
I don't know. What is a nut roll?
Sure. Well, if you think about it like a jelly roll where you sort of lay out your dough and then so she applies a filling to that sheet of dough, and that's like a mixture of strawberry jam, ground pecans, cinnamon, sugar, and then you roll it up like you would a jelly roll, and then you bake it, and then you slice it into little individual pieces, and they're like cookies, you know, but you get that nice little swirl with the cross section.
Do you speak or read Hebrew?
I do not.
How did you find out about this?
Well, Google Translate did a lot of heavy lifting on this story for me. So I found a few articles from Israel about the tombstone. And then I found Ida's son, Yossi Kleinman, through Facebook. And I got in touch with him.
So you reached out on Facebook and he was willing to talk.
Hello.
Hi, is this Yossi?
Yes, it is.
Hi.
He was so willing to talk. Like, you could tell he was, like, honored that so many people have taken an interest in his mother's, the grave, but also just her life.
I'd love to hear a bit more about how you decided to memorialize your mother this way. I think it's so beautiful and lovely. So could you tell me a bit more about it?
Well, after our mother died, we wanted to do something unusual because usually when you are going to see the stones, you are passing by stones and you see the names and you don't give it much attention. So we wanted to do something a little special.
You might be wondering what that clickety-clacketing sound in the background is. That is me taking notes. Full disclosure, I did not realize this would be a podcast episode. I was interviewing Yossi for a written story, so apologies.
So you talked to him about all this. What were some of the highlights of that conversation?
Oh, man. Well, I was talking to him just about his mother, just to get a sense of what was she like and what were these cookies like. And he told a very funny story. His mother was very precise, very exacting. You know, he said that both his mother and his father, they didn't have a lot of money. Each of them moved to Israel. Ida was born in Romania originally, and she met her husband in Israel. And he's like, they came with nothing, but we always had food on the table. The house was immaculately clean. He said she was really good with her hands. Like, he said they called them the golden hands. Like, whether it was, you know, making the nut rolls or, like, fixing something for the kids or sewing something. She just brought this, I don't know, not just perfectionism, but a real level of skill to everything she did. And that came through in her cookies.
Once I came home and I found my mother rolling the dough, and my father standing with a roller melter nearby.
Oh, okay.
So I asked my father, why are you holding the roller melter? He said, I want to measure it because my mother wants that it will go in the tray, you know, exactly in the tray.
That is precise.
She was very precise. And everything should be perfect.
What was really funny is then Yossi and I started talking about the grave. And Yossi was like, I'm a mechanical engineer. I went to the grave carver and I worked with him for 3 days to design this grave. And then
this is a family trait.
I love it. I was like, you're your mother's son. Like the grave had to be just so. And Yossi designed the grave actually himself. Mm. And he also worked with the engraver to make sure that the engraving of his mother's biographical information and the recipe itself was just so. Now, the act of actually getting the recipe wasn't entirely easy for Yossi. His mother didn't have it written down or anything, like many grandmothers and mothers' recipes. So Yossi had to work for it a little bit.
And those cookies, they were very known in the family and friends.
When she was making them when she was alive, was the recipe a secret? Like, or did she share the recipe?
My mother is in the people that They feel the quantity, you know, by feeling it.
Yeah.
Not by measure it and weight it. So what I did the cookies with her together. And everything she put in, I said, wait a second, we will weight it and see the exact amount of each part of it. And that's how I learned to do it.
And so why did her family want to put this nut roll recipe on here? Why that?
Yeah, well, it was originally his sister's idea. She's like, why don't we put her nut roll recipe on there because that, you know, she made it for all the special occasions. Everybody would ask, like, oh, are you bringing Ida's nut rolls? And so they were like, yeah, that's it. That's what's gonna not only pay tribute to our mother, but it'll definitely make people stop.
Sometimes when we stand a little far, we saw people passing by, stand a couple of minutes and smile.
Oh.
And some woman take out a paper and a pen and write down the recipe. So that's what we wanted to be, that people will walk by and smile.
The recipe itself isn't the only unique thing about the grave. The grave also has a harmonica on it. And that certainly caught my attention because all the press coverage is about the recipe. I'm like, well, what's going on with the harmonica here? And so I asked Yossi. Yeah. And the thing about this grave is that it's not just Ida. Both of Yossi's parents are buried there.
Oh, yes. My father played the harmonica. I didn't meet anybody played like him. When he used to sing, he used to knock with his thumb in the harmonic, and it was like somebody else playing along with him. And it's a very unique technique. And I never heard it from anybody else. And he played so nice, so well. He played since he was a child. And he was a Holocaust survivor.
Oh, wow.
My father got through 9 death and work camps.
Oh, my God.
9 of them. He is a miracle, yeah.
Yes.
In the Holocaust, it saved him once when he saw a German soldier play with it, and he came nearby, and this German soldier said, what do you want? Do you know how to play? He said, yes, I am. And he gave him the harmonica and my father played. And he insisted he will teach him the way he plays. And he gave him bread and tea for it. So it saves him at least once.
So yeah, in talking with Yossi, it was clear that, you know, Isaiah's harmonica was this source of comfort and strength and joy through the Holocaust and what was ultimately an incredibly horrific ordeal for him.
Hmm. It occurs to me just how both of these things, the nut roll recipe and the harmonica, are these deep, meaningful symbols of these people and how that is in a way so much more personal than many of the epitaphs you see on gravestones, which tend to be a little bit generic because they're trying to encapsulate someone's life in a few. And that's a like incredible story and an incredible thing to be able to like memorialize. That's a special gravestone you found, Sam. It's kind of amazing.
And a special family. I feel like Yossi did it right. Like, may we all pay tribute to our parents the way he did, because it's just, I cried after he told me that story about his father. Like, what a hard life. But they've spun it into this beautiful thing. We have music. We have cookies. We found joy. We have family. And it's clear it's a source of joy for him. Like, talking about his parents, talking about his mother's recipe, his father's musical ability. And what's so nice about it is how the grave itself is just this springboard for all of these beautiful stories about his parents and his family. Like, we were talking about the harmonica and his father's, you know, musical ability and how that helped him get through an extremely difficult experience. But then, you know, Yossi was like, well, the musical gene skipped me, but I pass it on to my sons. One of his sons is a professional musician. And you could just feel the pride and joy he experiences when he talks about both his parents and his own children. And all of it just stemming from us talking about a grave.
Well, what a beautiful story and what a good addition to your Recipe Graves project.
Yes, and if anyone has a recipe grave that they know about, please do share it with us. You can email us at hello@atlasobscura.com. Special thanks to Yossi Kleinman for sharing this beautiful story with me. This podcast is a co-production of Atlas Obscura and Witness Docs, and this episode was produced by
Sarah Wyman.
The rest of our production team includes
Dylan Therese,
Doug Baldinger,
Chris Naka,
Camille Stanley,
Willis Ryder Arnold,
Manolo Morales,
Tracy Samuelson,
Gianna Palmer,
John Delore,
Casey Holford,
Peter Clowney.
This episode was mixed by
Luce Fleming.
Our theme and end credit music is by Sam Tyndall. On the lookout for more Recipe Graves, I'm Sam O'Brien. Thanks for listening.
Witness Docs from Stitcher.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.